What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, just quick plugs before we start the podcast with Mark Beattie. Is it? Are we recording or what?
Yeah, we're recording. This is going on. Whole thing. Keep talking. What do you got?
I don't know what the plugs are.
Then why did you start talking, you fat fuck?
Because you're supposed to jump in and go, yeah,
I was
going to
do the plugs. And you started talking. Now, this is perfect. Leave all this fucking shit in. All right. Thank you to Chris from Digital Emotions.
So who is the...
You're just waiting for it, weren't you?
Go on.
Thanks for your permission. Thank you to Chris.
You're welcome.
I fucking hate you. Thanks to Chris from Digital Emotions for lending us his mixer for this podcast. Shout out to him. If you need any gear for this type of shit, get on to Chris at Digital Emotions. Our other sponsor is Cream Fiend, sponsored to you by Cream Fiend. We don't have this sponsor yet, but I just think it's cool to say we're sponsored by Cream Fiend. If you need door-to-door nangs at 3 a.m. for your kick-ons, because you're like half a knock... Oh, no, you wouldn't do that with it, would you? It's purely for baking cakes. If you need to bake a cake at 3 a.m, go see Cream Fiend. All right.
It's funny that I've been talking about cum this whole podcast, too.
You are a Cream Fiend.
I am the Cream Fiend.
Fucking, we've got Mark as a guest on today.
Hello. How you going?
Mark Beattie.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Last name as well, Mark.
Probably intro. We'll actually try and go for an hour today, huh?
Yeah, let's give it a go. I'm Mitchell Coyne. Ethan Bentley.
Yeah.
Had to remember that.
Yeah, no, that felt weird. I don't want to say my name. That's fucked.
I don't want to say your name.
Can we just say
unless
the
I'm screaming
name?
It into a pillow.
Unless he's fisting.
Yeah. So a bit of a shaky start today. We've got a brand new setup here.
We're just so professional.
Yeah. It looks so good. It looks professional.
We'll get a photo of it.
Yeah. Put it on the website. We got a website now.
You get a website too?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, we do.
Yeah.
I spent $20 the other day.
20?
Yeah.
Yeah. For 2 years of a website. Came with a free editor. We're fucking legit.
I hope some Chinese hacker steals it and puts gay porn all over it.
Yeah, you've just given me an idea, actually. Yeah. I'm not Chinese, but I might try that.
Anyway, the fucking podcast is How to Not Comedy, so it's just open mic shitheads talking about getting into comedy, because there's not much of that out there. Everyone wants to just bury this stuff and never see it again, and we're dumb enough to put it out there on the internet. So, welcome to the podcast, Mark.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We do a couple of different segments on this one, but I've already given you the heads up about a couple, so, you know, that's pretty good. We'll get into them in a minute anyway. But first of all, I reckon just talk about the poorhouse. That's probably a good place to start, eh?
Obviously, if anyone's listening, very first show at a brand new venue. It's like a boutique beer pub / restaurant. No stage.
Yeah, that was different, wasn't it? Having no stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone kept slamming the mic stand down into the tiles.
Yeah, I did that.
Like, oh, that's fucking rough.
Yeah.
I think
and the crowd was sick
people.
Of it too. They were like, they weren't laughing at it either. They were like, dickhead.
These guys are
fucking amateurs.
Yeah.
They were a shit crowd too, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to blame it on the crowd. Fuck it.
Can we say like that cliche thing, like a tough crowd?
Yeah, it was a tough crowd. You know when Elliot opens and then it's following him. When he hasn't done well, you're like, fuck, I'm in trouble.
Yep.
That was my first thought. As soon as it was flat, I'm like, these cunts don't know how to laugh. This is going to be rough.
But they were laughing at jokes. They were laughing at jokes. It was just they were only laughing at jokes that would normally really do well. So you'd get sort of a chuckle out of your best joke.
Yeah. They were laughing at weird parts of the jokes too, though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Did you find... They're laughing at different parts.
Yeah, it throws your timing off, doesn't it?
It does, because you're like, huh, wait, that's not meant to be
that's
funny.
That's not the punchline.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's like when I've heard like comedians go overseas and do like a set in Sweden, and half of them don't really get the comedy, so they're just like, oh yeah, we think the punchline's there, yeah. And they're just real polite, and yeah. They just laugh.
Yeah.
Not that I'd know what it's like to do comedy overseas, or probably ever will.
I don't know what it's like to do it here yet.
Yeah. Same. No, it'd be nice if the fine folk at the poorhouse had the same fucking amount of politeness and actually laughed. That would have been good.
Yeah. Well, I was... So, my experience with it was awesome. Because I was supposed to go fourth and then got... I did say to... what's her name?
Eddie.
You
fucking piece
sorry.
Of shit.
Sorry. She'll never listen to this.
Nah. Yeah. You're lucky she'll never listen to this.
I know. What the fuck, man? It's just... I've got low RAM in my brain. That's the problem. That's what the doctor told me. Anyway, so I was supposed to go fourth. She's bumped me for another comedian, like just sort of popped him in. And I did say, feel free to bump me if you want to pad me out with some better comics.
For the new girl as well. She got slotted in there, I think.
Yeah. So
she didn't
want
to put her too far up.
Yeah. So I was supposed to follow her and she's bumped me for another comedian. And then I was like, all right, I'll go up after him. And I've gone to walk again. And then my name didn't get called, which is like...
It just sucks, doesn't it? Oh, you're like, man. So ready to go on and you amped yourself up. You're like, now's the time.
Yeah.
And then it's just...
Yeah, I remember you were pacing. You were like, what the fuck, man?
I know.
Because you went to get up on stage at one point and you went, fuck.
That's not me.
Yeah, it's not me. That's not my name.
Yeah. And then, they completely forgot me in the first half. And then, like, it's not an adrenaline rush, but it kind of sort of is, like when you go to walk up there. So you have that. I had that dump twice where I was like ready to go. And then I had to sit through that and then the break. And then I was real worried about coming back after the break because that's always a rough spot.
Yeah.
But luckily...
I like coming back after the break.
You do?
Yeah, I'm back after the break, cunts. Like, this is the second half. Get ready for some fucked up shit. You sat here and drank long enough. You're ready to listen to some fucked up jokes now. So yeah. I like going on in that spot.
You like it?
Yeah, it's good. But having been bumped twice, that's like nutting twice and then going for round three, you're just like, fucking hell.
No, it's like fucking twice but not getting to nut either time.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's like being bumped twice.
It's like blue balls, is it?
Yeah, yeah, proper blue balls. Actually, I was walking around today and I had blue balls. All of a sudden, just pain in me nuts. It's either that or cancer.
This is a good segue into the burp.
It's great.
Fucking. So, Tanya didn't sort you out before you went out shopping today to buy this laptop?
No.
Didn't give you any attention?
No, she wanted to keep my testosterone high.
You know, she, like, when we're on the internet or chatting the other day and fucking after she'd gone down on you before going out, she gets
gone down on me. Yeah. Make it sound like I've got a fucking you got a vagina.
Boy pussy.
Yeah.
You could say gone down on you for a fucking head job, can't you?
No. Isn't it going down on
isn't it getting
cheek.
Head?
Yeah.
Going down. I suppose it's the same.
It's getting head.
It's the same direction, isn't it? Really?
Well, she does go down on your asshole.
Yeah, but not that particular day.
That wasn't
that's
that day.
That's going down, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
tongue
this
in the,
day...
Tongue in the bum.
Yeah. You ever had it?
Have I?
Yeah.
Yeah, once.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I rate it.
I rate it highly.
I don't. I had it on my birthday.
Yeah, but you did it on all fours like a fucking weirdo.
How's that weird? It's the optimal
it's like a
position.
Fucking, you need to be in diaper change position if you're going to get a chick go down
no,
on you.
No, that's a sign of weakness. I don't want to be on my back.
A sign of weakness is bent over with your fucking asshole out.
No, that's not a sign of weakness.
Why were you
yes, it is.
Why were you on all fours?
Yeah, see?
What the fuck?
What's wrong
so
with
you
being,
did it on your back too?
What's wrong with being on your back like a normal person?
Yeah.
That's not normal, man. It I can't is. Sit on my back like that. Will you hang off the edge of the bed or something? I don't know.
No, you just fucking diaper change, mate. Legs up like this.
Nah. Or even flat on the stomach would be fine too. There's no need for all fours.
But then how does she get behind it and like do the hand action if you're flat on your belly?
Well,
that was my thought. True. That's why I got up on my knees.
Fair enough.
Fuck. Yeah. Jesus. This room. Fucking hell. Judgment.
Yes.
Can we go back to judging your asses
judging
now?
On how you get your asshole licked. It's not the fact that you're getting your ass licked, That's fine.
That's appropriate on your birthday.
All fours? What are you, gay?
Some weird stigma. That's weird.
Yeah, that is a weird stigma.
If it was a dude eating my ass, yes, I would be gay in that case.
Yeah. Unless he's got tits, then it's okay again.
I didn't say mine was a girl.
Yeah. Happy birthday to me.
Yeah. Sorry, I threw you off chat.
I don't even know where I was going. Oh, yeah, yeah. Tanya went down on you and then got on and like burped. And she was like, oh, fuck yeah.
Come burp.
After she fucking swallowed.
She's a fucking animal.
Fucking menace.
She didn't swallow, man. And look, I don't mean... I don't mean to fucking toot my own horn here, but it was a big load. Like, fucking mouth full. Like... A couple of months ago, she gargled just to fucking show me. She's like... I can't gargle without water, but I was like, holy fuck. She's like, I don't know what happened. In the last 12 months, I've just been fucking shooting ropes. Just like, I could be like a fucking stand-in for porn stars. Like, me pecker ain't that big, so someone else has to fuck the chick. I just get to sit in the corner off camera, jerk off, and then when the morning shot comes on, I run in and finish on her face.
Fuck yeah. That'd be a good
Surely that's a thing. Surely that's a job.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Just money shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a stunt cock.
Mitchell.
Except not the size, just the load.
Mitchell Money Shots Coin.
Yeah, nice. I'm glad that we finally figured out your stage name.
Yes.
Well, at least you know how to close the show now.
Yeah. Just jerk off.
Just spray a big load right on the stage.
Yeah, but I'm a gentleman. I'll give them goggles. They're like, what are the goggles for? You'll see. Just put them
You're
on.
You're in the splash zone, motherfucker.
Oh, now you got two uses for the goggles, right?
Yeah. If we're not wearing them kiddie pools. We're giving them to our fucking... to the crowds.
Yeah, good shit.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good bit. See, this is how we figure out bits. We do
Someone
this.
Write it down. Oh, you don't have to write it down. We're fucking recording.
Yeah. We hope we're recording.
Yeah. Well, the painful part of this is going back through the recording and listening to it.
Yeah.
And,
actually
listening to your bits or what could be a bit. And you're like, oh, fuck, that was terrible.
Yeah, or just admitting that you had your arsehole licked.
Yeah, that's all right.
Whatever. I've done
worse. By a dude.
Yeah, it happens, you know.
Like, the worst thing I've ever done is shit myself while staring into the eyes of another human being. Like, I'm staring at you right now, just like farted and then just like a shotgun out onto the shower wall behind me.
Right.
Just...
I thought you were talking about episode one.
Oh, yeah. I've also looked into the eyes of someone else while they shit themselves. See? That was episode one of this podcast.
What goes around comes around.
Yeah.
We're just talking about that. Fucking hell.
Again, I cut you off again. Sorry, Mitch Dozer strikes again.
I don't know where I was going with it.
Yeah. So.
At least you're fucking talking this time.
Yeah,
we were talking about like getting up after a break. Isn't that where we were going?
Getting up after. Oh, yeah. Good. Get us back on track, Mark.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I thought this was a professional fucking podcast.
You saw that the minute you walked in the door.
Yeah.
This is fucked. What is he dragging me out to?
Yes, this studio should be a fucking living room.
How many loads have been blown in here?
Ah, oh, so many.
He looks straight to the computer.
Yeah, so many. Like, there is the souls of my unborn children just floating around us now.
Just big loads too.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently.
Dude. I'll take a photo and send you one next time. You'll be impressed.
I'm just curious, like, where would be the best place to put a load for best effect? That's a good size.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
It's not in a towel, is it, Ethan?
No.
That's for sure.
It absorbs a lot.
Yeah.
Nah. Although, that being said, you could weigh it, actually. Get yourself some fucking good scales and shoot onto the scales so you've got weight.
This is where we're at in this one. Is it weighing your loads?
Yeah.
What about a beaker? You just take the millage.
Beaker, yeah.
Surely it's about volume.
I reckon I'm well over a shot glass. Well over. Like,
Jesus Christ, that's a lot.
I know. Well, it was a full mouthful. I'm not over-exaggerating that. It was a full mouthful. So that's more than a shot glass.
It's definitely right more there. Than a shot glass, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe I'll get one of those double shot glasses. You have to have good aim too. I'm fucking all over the place. I finish after like a big session, and there's cum everywhere. I'm like, where the fuck did it get here?
This is just the cum podcast, isn't it?
We're the cum cast.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So what,
fucking hell.
That's the name of the episode. Write that down, Tyler. Nearly called him Jamie then.
Yeah. Look that. Why did you just click at him too? Like, we're paying you $20.
Yeah. You might get a bonus this week. Maybe. If it gets over 15 views, I'll give you a 50 cent bonus. How about that?
Tyler's just going to sit there and refresh the page 15 times now.
Yeah. Is that my iPad or yours? No. Ah. I just bought the exact same case.
He's really good at podcasting, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He just goes up on random tangents about fucking, is that my iPad? It's like hurting a child. Like an hour of content.
Jeez, is that my iPad? Jeez, my loads are big. Yeah. Like, there's no structure.
Don't worry.
Hey,
have you
seen my guitar? Hey.
If he doesn't do this, the podcast just dies. So
yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, you got to let him go.
Hour's probably a long time.
Oh, yeah, it's a fucking long time. It's a lot of content to fill. Yeah.
That was like last week. I thought we'd been going for 2 hours, and it was like we just hit 24 minutes. I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, right.
That was three podcasts in the space of 7 days, though. So we were pretty out of content. On a no comedy week, too.
Yeah.
That was last week. So there was nothing last week. But yeah, back to the poorhouse. You were really worried about one of your jokes not going down well.
The rape one.
Yeah. And it.
But it did all right.
It did fine. They were a very weird crowd.
They were. And that's, because I thought that was going to be too fucked up for them.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it, like, what's your joke about the dildos? The island, the girl on the island.
Yeah.
That did well, and that's kind of a bit fucked up.
Yeah.
But they liked it, and your tranny joke did well.
Yeah.
And the rape joke did all right as well. So it's like, but they're all structured quite well, I think. So.
Yeah. They're
like kind of clever the way they're told, so.
Like, I stand by my stat. They only laughed at good jokes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So even though they were fucked up, they still laughed. So they were like,
Yeah, like.
Tough crowd.
They were a tough crowd.
You look more stressed before you went on.
I was a bit nervous.
I've never seen you that bad.
Yeah, I was nervous.
I don't usually get nervous, and I was nervous going up there as well.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It gives. Fucking making me skin crawl just thinking about it.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. I think because they were brutally quiet. If a joke didn't land or they were just, there was nothing. It was just, my first joke didn't get anything.
Yeah. So,
and I think I whistled. I went like, fuck. Whoa, this is not a good start.
Yeah. I was just like, I remember there was one of my jokes. I had a line and I was just like, oh, that didn't work.
Yeah.
I was just like, Jesus.
Yeah.
And I started off super shaky too. Like, it was, I fucking forgot a joke again, twice in a row, kicking myself again. And it's one of my oldest jokes.
Yeah.
Like, that first joke is the joke I should know the most. And that being said, I had rewritten it within the last week. So, but yeah, it was just... But once I felt by the end, I'd gotten back into my groove. I felt a lot. I was having fun by the end of it.
Yeah.
At least, like, I was getting chuckles. Like, I certainly didn't do well.
Yeah, they sort of warmed up to you as the show in general went on, I reckon. Like, started out so low energy, and then they sort of started laughing, and it was, like, warming up a bit to people. Mm. And, yeah, I don't know what their deal was. They were just fucking... tough to get to laugh to begin with. I was like, and then eventually it got there.
Yeah.
Then we won't name names, but shit happened halfway through, and we were just like, fuck, that kind of like ruined the momentum. And then after that, it was like, all right, we've got to build it back up again. And I think overall it was a good show. We sat around afterwards. I got a bit pissed. Ended up getting pissed with the owner. And,
oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. It was like me and Adam were fucking having a few drinks afterwards, and, Yeah, he was happy with it, so I think they'll do it again.
Oh, they are?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Is he the bald guy, the owner?
No. The guy with, he's like a tall guy with a huge beard. He's like walking around like he owns the place, because he does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did notice him, but I didn't know he owned the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because he was just, like, walking behind the bar, like, pouring himself beers and just, like, going around out the front talking shit. And I'm like,
yeah, okay.
This guy's walking around like he owns the place.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because he does.
There was a point during the show as well, like, where there was a group of guys that just started talking loudly.
Did he tell him to shut the fuck up? Was that him? Someone did.
No, it was one of the guys. There was one guy that walked in. There was already two of them there. I think you were with me.
Yeah,
you and I.
They were just in front of us, yeah?
Yeah, just to the right. And yeah, I nearly said something. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Usually I do because I'm a fuckwit. But this particular time I was just like, oh, I'll leave them. And then one of them just said, shh. And then they shut up after that, which was good.
Good Samaritan doing that.
Me?
No, the person who told them to shut up.
It was one of their cowards. I'm a coward.
Yeah. Which is it has two modes. He's either coward or fighting someone.
Yin and yang.
Yeah, there's no in between. Yeah. It's one extreme or the other.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Did you find too that like it was a bit of an older crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
So you reckon that had something to do with? And I also found I don't think people were getting pissed. Like,
not for $10 a beer.
No.
True,
yeah.
But like a lot of people weren't drinking, so that's probably good. Like, usually at the Crown or Stag or whatever, everyone's just hammered.
The best crowds are the inebriated ones.
Like, so you went for a big word there.
Yeah, and I fucked it still.
Good effort, but
I was practicing great. That word before the fucking show.
No, you weren't.
I wish I was. I wish I had of. I need to just do those fucking voicings. Ma 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 me ma 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 ma.
Sound great on the podcast. Can't wait for people to listen to this. Fucked.
Cumcast. It's a cumcast, fuckhead.
Yeah, but I think we're breaching like cumtown territory. Like doing
Yeah, sort of, I guess.
We've taken inspiration for this one from the Cum Boys.
Yeah. Those guys are funny.
You go on the Kappa show when he comes up.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I think I'm going to try and make it. I'll be coming back up from the snow that day. But have you seen the video shared of him? Where he's doing a tuxedo tour?
Well, no, I haven't watched it yet. But never mind. It's bookmarked.
Yeah. No, it's fucking good.
Yeah, I will watch it. He's Nick Kappa. He's fun.
Yeah.
He's probably, I'd say, one of the funniest, if not the funniest Australian comedian I've ever watched live.
Yeah,
like that.
Be cool.
Yeah, we kind of blow smoke up Kappa's ass on this podcast.
I
watched the show at the comedy, the Newcastle thing. Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Really I've never laughed so hard.
Yeah, that was side splitting.
Yeah.
Like proper belly laughs.
Yeah. Like my ribs hurt, my face hurt after it.
Yeah.
Like I've never had that at a comedy show before.
Only one that comes close for me is Barron, obviously, but.
Yeah.
Carl Barron. But his earlier stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely, but yeah. Kappa's pretty good.
I would like to see Carl Barron live one day. Like, I think it'd be a fucking great show.
Yeah.
Just because the crowds would be heaps loose too.
Yeah, it's good. It's a different sort of comedy, but it's... I don't
yeah.
know,
it's super good. Unusual.
Yes.
Fuck, I forgot to do plugs at the start.
Oh, have we got plugs?
Yeah, no, we'll do them after.
All right.
It's all right. I'll just cut into the conversation there and fucking put the brakes on that.
Have we got plugs?
Yeah, we've got a... plug for this anyway.
What was I
gonna say? Oh yeah, fuck, I think Alex Williamson's doing a fucking gig in Newey tonight.
Yeah, he is at the theatre.
Yeah,
not the theatre. The
not Civic Theatre, Newcastle City Hall or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
anyway.
Sorry. Yeah,
I kind of wanted to go to that just to see what it'd be like.
I think he'd be funny. Like,
yeah, I've never seen him live. I've only seen his videos.
I've seen. He tries stuff out on YouTube.
Mm,
have you seen that? Like,
yeah. Yep. He's like doing skits, like he's doing premises, like turning them into bits.
Yeah.
Kind of act out sort of thing.
Yeah.
Character act outs, yeah.
Yeah. Which is interesting, but I don't know, would it be worth doing that? And just what are you doing? Like trolling through the comments to see if people liked it?
No. You're just doing it to get views.
Yeah, okay.
Like, he gets fucking millions of views every video that he does. Regardless of if it's good or not. So you're not going to get like good, honest feedback because everyone's just like, fuck yeah, that's funny cunt.
Yeah.
No matter what you shit out. So
he does a couple of rants too that are pretty funny
when
he hits the right topic.
My favourite video of his is that fucking cow Downy Fair.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that one?
Nah. Oh, yeah?
The best bit of it is like, I'll try not to destroy it, but he's like, come down to the Cowdowny Fair for the annual Pingachu. The winner gets a free funeral and a Game Boy Color. It's fucking good.
It's fucking the kissing booth. Yeah. It's just some old dude in a car.
Yeah.
It's like $1 a kiss. Kids kiss for free.
Yeah. It legit fucking gets me. And it's so good that like some other fucking dude like completely ripped it off. Do you remember that video I put up?
No.
I can't even remember the cunt's name, but he just like, he was just doing that. He was just some like Aussie Outback Bogan comic and just doing like the same premise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Come out to our fair, we've got paddocks. And like, I'm like, this is just a shitty version of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, fucking don't know where I was going with that, but he's fucking good.
Well, he's playing tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But we didn't buy tickets. He's probably sold out too by now.
Probably, yeah.
I'd imagine.
Yep.
I hope so. I hope so. I hope that cunt gets paid a lot.
When's Capper on?
Fuck, is it the 28th? 26th?
26th, maybe, it's
this month.
Yeah, so, sweet.
Yeah, end of this month.
Is it a big dog show?
Yeah. I know Little Dum Dum's coming up.
Yeah.
Soon. They're doing the Wombat for a live podcast. So, might try and get in on that.
I started listening to that podcast. I don't know if you've listened to it.
A couple episodes. I listened to the Stanhope one because I want to suck that old man's dick.
Yeah. I listened to, it was a politician who went on I can't remember his name. He's a Western Sydney politician. And he was genuinely funny. Like, he seemed like a good dude. He's Labour. So they're obviously very left-leaning for the podcast, but he had some funny stories, like talking about do you remember back in the day when Kevin Rudd got caught going to Titty Bar? I'm straight up stealing from another podcast right now.
I do, but
he was telling like the inside stories of what happened that day, and it was kind of interesting. So
Check that out then.
Just stop listening to this right now
and go listen to a good podcast.
Something that's actually like professionally recorded. Although, we've got mic stands now.
We've got pop filters.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Pop filters.
You got chairs, you've got a desk.
That's going to sound great.
It's pretty legit.
How fucking sturdy is this desk? See that? That's real plywood, mate.
Have you fucked against fucking that desk?
Leave that in, Tyler. No. Just let everyone know.
Yeah. I'm talking to a fucking chippy here. He knows good wood.
I do know good wood.
That's real fucking something wood.
Sounds a bit gay, but I do.
Yeah. There's definitely a joke there.
Fuck. You shook the table then if everything just fell over then.
I would have just leapt for the mixer and just been like, oh, no, yeah. That's the only thing that can't die.
Yeah.
Although,
hey,
how much
man.
Is the laptop?
It was $398.
Mixer's still more.
Yeah. How much is the mixer?
$400.
Ooh, $2. This is like 800. These are $20 each.
So I didn't know this is a fucking tech podcast.
Like, yeah, let's just break it down how much money we've put into this piece of shit.
How much is that guitar
podcast
over there, too?
$600.
$600.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little SG in that corner.
Do you know anyone that needs
the cube
to do a job? Know anyone that needs some money? A bit of break and entering? I've got some ski masks in the car if you want to come back
let's
later.
Let's do it.
He's got a lot of knives, though. He's one of those neckbeards.
Yeah, I've legit got a samurai sword. I've never used
a gaming neckbeard.
He watches anime. He plays video games. Oh, right. He owns a few katanas.
Yeah. All right. I'm a proper fucking neckbeard.
I'm just saying, there's probably some fucking cum bottles around here somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, with measurements on them now.
Yeah.
Well, moving away from that, I guess we start our first segment, jokes we wrote.
Oh, yeah. We've got heaps of those.
So many. Are you working on anything new this week, Mark?
This week? I'm going to try out a couple of new jokes.
Yeah, right.
Potentially. I don't know. I never know until on the day I'm like, fuck, do I try this one today? Or
yeah.
That's why we tell them on here, so that we can undermine each other's confidence beforehand. And then make each other do the jokes after the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so, yeah, that's
fun.
Pretty shit. So you've got even, like, less confidence going into the joke.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. It's awesome.
Ethan's a pretty good gauge. If he tells me a joke's shit and I do it anyway, 2 out of 3 times it's actually worked. So he's a good gauge. So if he says it's a shit joke, he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
It's probably going to... I've got 2 out of 3 chance that it's going to go well. Because you didn't like the panda joke.
I don't like the panda.
You still don't like it?
No, it's fucked. It's like a minute of what panda. It's too much fucking pandas.
So you think there's something in there, you just want it a bit shorter?
There's like one good punchline in that thing.
The black and white bit?
That's what Adam wrote for him. Yeah. That's not even his.
That's not even my joke. Nah, the real funny
See what
bit.
I mean?
The real funny bit is the bit that comes after it. That's a good punchline, and then there's
the whole like, you want people excited to turn up for work, but not too excited to turn up for work. Like that's just fluff. Like that just goes on and on.
Yeah, yeah. But I've actually added a punchline that's funny now. The McDonald's like reference works.
I haven't seen it work.
To how are you feeling about the joke, Mitch?
It's there until I think of something better. That's how I treat my jokes.
Yeah.
It's there until I think of something better.
No, I'm not going to say that. That's how I feel about my girlfriend.
I knew that's where you were going.
Yeah. She's going to walk it through the door in a minute.
Yeah.
What?
She'll listen to this.
Her fucking ears are tingling. My Asperger's senses are tingling. Oh, we're such cunts.
Oh, yeah.
It's an awful thing to say.
So, yeah, do you want to share one of your jokes that you think after all that? You know? They're always fucking
rough.
I'll
look it up.
When it's like the first time ever.
Well, I want to retry that surfing one I did the other night. I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. It's pretty rough.
It's high risk.
It's high risk joke.
Yeah. And, I mean...
I don't know if it needs to be there. Like, it's a... What is it? It wasn't that hard to write, really. It's not that clever.
Do you laugh at it when you write it? Like when you're writing it, you have a little chuckle to yourself?
If I write something that's funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But definitely. Did you with this joke?
Did I?
No, you didn't.
No. I was going for shock. Like straight up shock value. Yeah. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I didn't really laugh when I wrote it. I was using it as a segue to get into the next bit.
Definitely got the shock value.
It certainly has.
You hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like shock as well, obviously. Like, that shock is one of my favorite things, but it's purely just for me.
I think
because no one else likes shock.
You got like a Jim Norton style where you're like self-deprecating but talking about like gross shit. But like sometimes people are shocked when they listen to his stuff. But I reckon like if you did more of like that gross out sort of thing where people are like, but they're sort of like giggling. They're not just like, fuck. He just said something real fucked up.
Well, the mum joke, I think that's...
That's a perfect example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's like people are laughing, but they're also shocked. Like where it's, you really don't see it coming.
But are they shocked or is it like...
Yeah, that's a shock I'm sort of talking about. Yeah.
Or is it disgust?
Well, they're two different things, aren't they?
Yeah, because they go,
maybe surprise is the word. Like,
yeah, surprise. Yeah,
fuck, didn't expect that.
Because it's more like a groan or like, oh, he's fucking his mum.
Yeah. Or he tried to. His mum, my mum rejected me because she's not into nerds.
That's a fucking good tagline. Slap that one on there and see how it goes. I'm keen to watch that.
Yeah.
Talk about your cum.
Volume again, like surely that's you got another few minutes in there.
We can pack it out with cum anytime we want.
Yeah.
I got like this idea the other day. It's not a joke, it's just a premise of like how like young white girls are going over to Africa as like to like go on like a self-discovery holiday, like fix up the place. And like how there's that for like African people over there, but you'll never see that for like white trash families.
Yeah.
Of like going to a trailer park and like, oh, I learned so much when I was over there. I learned how to like fucking cook meth in a bathtub and learn all these cultural things when I was over there.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
That's
like,
a good premise.
Turning up to someone else's country, trying to fix a place. There's no African ever who's been like, you know what we need? A nice white girl to come in here and really clean the place up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, we're fucking fine. We're doing all right.
I'm pretty sure they want a sandwich, eh? There's your joke, Ethan. You can have that one, mate.
Oh, thanks, mate.
I clicked it. Yeah, I've got to quickly go grab my iPad real quick because I'm a professional.
Yeah, we'll just fill in the air while he's fucking gone. Found one yet?
Again, premises. Premises.
Yeah, you can do a premise. Like, it doesn't have to be a fucking fully developed bit.
So when I first... Oh, it was the second open mic that I did. We were talking about this before. About how it was a bit that was kind of... It was about changing genders.
Yeah.
And that chick got really offended, apparently.
Yeah.
And I got called transphobic as well.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Apparently, yeah, in an email, yeah. But she didn't say anything to me, so I only found out the other night at the poorhouse.
What you want to do to really get them to come out and attack you after the show is you just make your set about them, and then guaranteed. If they're there, they'll come up to you after the show and scream in your face.
I wrote like a 5-minute rant on how, like, you're a fuckwit if you do something like that. And I was talking to Ethan about it. And he's like, yeah, maybe don't do that. Maybe don't attack that girl directly. Like,
it just gives her attention. She doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, they want it, don't they? Yeah, that's what
it's about, pretty much.
Yeah, no, but that... And then on my second open mic, that guy yelled out and said he was actually offended.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, no, that was...
And I was like, holy shit, like, really? It's not even that bad, man.
Yeah.
But apparently it was. It was him and then that chick as well that got offended.
Yeah.
So after that, I dropped that joke, and I got worried about offending.
I remember that.
And
night.
Then you wrote a rape joke.
And then I wrote a rape joke. Yeah, but we were saying this before. Is obviously the blender bit, which is about the gender changing. Yeah. It obviously wasn't written well enough. Maybe it's just a topic that no one wants to fucking talk about.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah,
it's a very touchy subject.
It is touchy,
yeah.
I liked the way you handled that, which was, you're offended. Oh, well, I'm going to still do the joke.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know what else to say.
Yeah. And I fucking loved it. Yeah. Like, I laughed. I was the only person who laughed. You would have just heard me just fucking cack myself in the back of the room.
Yeah.
Well, what a stupid fuck. Who comes to a comedy show, sits up the front, and then goes, I'm offended.
A fuckwit, Ethan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, dead set fuckwit.
I don't go to your fucking safe spaces and go in there and get my dick out. Don't come to a comedy show and sit at the front and be offended. It's like there's a time and a place.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got your right to have your fucking thing.
And what I don't get either is like you've been called like transphobic.
Yeah.
Which you're probably not.
How can you be any less transphobic than jacking off?
That's what I mean. Jacking off to gay porn. Sorry.
How dare you?
Pretty gay.
Nothing gay. Well, it is gay as well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very feminine.
There's nothing gay about a chick with a dick
getting fucked up the other night. Like, which one's more gay? A dude that used to be a girl or a girl that used to be a... You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. The age-old question of who would you rather fuck, Bailey J... Or fuck. Yeah, no, this is going to go good. The dude that became a chick.
Yeah, fuck. I'd rather fuck Bailey J. Yeah. Because she's hot.
Yeah.
Like,
and feminine.
Have you seen who Bailey J is?
Yeah, I think we looked him up the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had this conversation the other night. Yeah. We were just like, yeah.
Well, let's rehash it.
We just did.
Yeah, no. I want to bring it up. This is the cum cast. So now we're going to show you our next segment, which is the circle jerk segment.
You just renamed it?
Yeah.
You're not even going to run it by me?
Yeah, well, right. I could fuck you. You're the bottom, so you just do what I say.
Oh, this is the... Okay, I haven't heard of this segment. We're just saying who could fuck who?
Yeah, I could fuck you, definitely. But Mark's done way more kickboxing than me, so it's hard. I've got the weight on you. But
yeah, you would.
Yeah.
You'd take me down, I reckon.
I'd have to land hooks in early.
Yeah.
Get you to the ground and
I reckon I'd have a little bit more stamina too.
Yeah. I feel like you would. Yeah.
We're gonna do a running race. Not like a running race, but we're gonna do the beep test. This is good to get an outside perspective. Who do you think would win in a beep test against me and the fat man?
Do I have to answer this?
Yeah, 100%.
I reckon Ethan would take him down. Yeah. Like just on to the visual aspect here.
Yeah.
I'm inside fat. He's outside fat. Like my body on the inside is just
but
a
he,
mess.
You might be one of those dudes that's just super fit.
I can run. Like, legit, can just like do 5 kilometres. You know the Newcastle Beach.
That's what I mean.
The
like one of those
walk.
People, yeah.
Yeah, I used to run the hill and then back down.
That is not
as me. As a fat dude, like, people just look at me like, you poor cunt, he's going to die. Stop.
Your knees are going to blow out. Like, they're already blown out. Don't worry
about it. Yeah, they've already blown out. It's, yeah. But, yeah. The beep test might be hard if I just can't keep the pace.
That's the point. That's the measure of fitness.
Yeah, it is.
Not how long you can run and destroy your knees, because I'm not interested.
Yeah.
And I hate running for a long
time. No, because I can run for a run.
One of us is going to die, because we're so competitive. It's just going to keep going. You're going to stop me? No, fuck you.
This is like the who's bombing tonight thing, in the rivalry between you two. Yeah.
Fuck it up.
Who can do a beep
test?
We've got rivalry.
There's rivalry in everything, and usually you win. Usually I'm the shitty little brother.
I was talking about this the other night. I was like, I win at everything that doesn't matter. And you've got like a house and a wife. And I'm just good at video games.
Like, yeah.
So at life, he's dominating. Yeah.
Like you were always better at scooter back in the day. You're always better at video games. Where like...
I'm a late bloomer, all right? Yeah. Just give it time.
Late bloomer? I'm fucking 35. I still haven't got a house yet. What are you, 27?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've got a trade.
A trade?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
This was actually a premise. This is a joke I want to write. Sorry, I'm stepping on your new segment.
No, it's fine. I can pull my dick out anytime.
Stop Mitch dozing the conversation and let the man finish.
Mitch dozing, that's right. That came up the other night, didn't it? Yeah. It's about, my brother's being like, my brother's got like two houses, two kids, fucking just killing it.
Yeah.
The younger one's like a nuclear physicist, curing cancer and shit.
Wow.
I'm like a 35-year-old aspiring comedian with just like fuck all, no house, no missus.
You live behind another house.
Yeah. I mean, I live in a granny flat, like just so not killing it. Yeah. I want to work that in there.
Yeah, that's the level of self-deprecation that you need to go to fucking get some good laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If your set's ever going to shit, you can just bring out a joke based around that.
Yeah.
Or you can just open with it like I do. About living in a garage smoking bongs.
Yeah.
It can always be worse.
Yeah. So what about you, Ethan? What have you written?
Yeah, well, there was that African thing.
Yeah. Which I just wrote for you.
Yeah, thanks for that. I'll go back through the recording and then ignore what you said and never do it.
That was a good joke, wasn't it, Mark?
I like it. It's a good premise.
Yeah, man. It's a really good joke. I like it. Thanks,
Mark. Needs work.
Yeah.
Fucking needs work.
It's a fucking great joke.
I was going to like do a bit about how I look like a guy that could have been like co-opted to join ISIS. Like I just got that fucking black rings under my eyes. Like should have been a school shooter.
Yeah.
And like if I ever did actually come out to my dad as gay, he would be relieved because he was like, I thought you were going to join ISIS. Just a closet fag. That's much easier to deal with.
Oh, man. If they didn't hate you with the tranny joke, they'll hate you with the closet fag line.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, straight up.
It's just a word that's not on the table anymore, man, is it?
It's not.
It was one of my favourite words, too. Not to call people who are actually gay, just a friend, like when he's being a fucking faggot. Like,
yeah. Well, Louis C.K. has done the best bit on that.
Yeah.
And like, Bill Burr's done that, too.
Yeah.
Stop
being a faggot and suck that dick.
What I want to know is, like, though, for words that come in and go that you can't say anymore, like tranny, fag,
retard like, now.
Retard's in there, midget.
Yeah. Mongoloid, they took mongoloid. Fuck, I love that word too. Mongoloid.
It's just fun to say. That's fun, but we don't really use mong, do we?
Oh, well, I want to write a bit on, like, how words like that come in and out. And, like, if you're at a skate park, like a tranny at a skate park is like a conversion sort of thing. You know what that is? No, never mind. Anyway, that's the thing in a skate park. The other thing...
Oh, like a transfer.
Yeah. People call it a tranny. It's just, that's for sure. That's what it is. Or like in your car, like you got a transmission, it's a tranny. Like people use this word.
And the person you got locked in your boot too.
Yeah, she's a tranny.
She's a tranny.
Notice I say she because I'm politically correct.
Yeah.
They are locked in your boot.
Anyway.
I asked them their gender, preferred gender before I locked them in the boot.
Their gender pronoun, yeah.
Did you want to go by they or Z?
That's pretty funny.
Anyway, there's a joke that. There. And then there's the other thing. When you push on a skateboard and you've got your foot on the back of it. It's called pushing Mongo.
Yeah, okay.
And that's a commonly, like, well-renowned term for pushing Mongo. And it's short for Mongoloid because you're pushing like a fucking Mong.
So you're saying there's no fags or trannies at a skate park usually?
Yeah, pretty much, I
they
guess.
They don't hang out.
They just use whatever words they want, and I think it's awesome.
Imagine some chick just turning up to a skate park, like, yeah, fucking go do the tranny, bro. What did you say?
Yeah, just getting offended at the skate park. That would be a fucking awesome skit to do a video on.
Yeah, he's riding Mong, like...
Yeah. Yeah. How many times can you get offended at the skate park? Yeah. Fucking hell.
No, but surely there should be like a window of time where it's acceptable to not know that that word's offensive yet. To go, oh, I didn't know.
I want to do that.
And then go, all right, I'm not going to be offended at him. He didn't know tranny was not in use anymore. You know what I mean?
Like,
it's brutal.
I want to do that bit with the N-word. Like how long back in the 50s and 60s? For black people was that word until you're like, all right, I won't say it anymore.
Yeah, the transition period.
Yeah,
it was long for
that
word.
The same thing with this word. It's like, how long is it going to last before it's just like not socially acceptable at all anymore to say that?
That's right.
I think it's right now.
Probably.
Yeah, I feel like that boat certainly like sailed.
It depends. Like, it's like anything. It's like fucking Ralphie May doing. He says the N-word a bunch.
Yeah.
But, like, he grew up around it and, like...
Yeah, but...
So he uses it because he's like, I've always fucking used it. I'm gonna fucking use it.
And also, black people look at him and they're like, there's no point in shooting in him. He's got a week to live.
And, well, he's already dead, Mitchell.
Yeah, well, he's already dead now. But when you saw him perform, you're like, oh, man, he hasn't got long. Like...
I don't think that had much to do with it. I think it was just because, like, he just used it with that authority of, like, I'm fucking using the word.
Yeah. Well, he's also, like... You can get away with a lot more when a crowd likes you.
So definitely, yeah.
He wouldn't open with the N-word. Like, what's up,
Well, the first time I did that rape joke, I made sure that I put it at the end, which is kind of, I don't know if I should have, but...
No.
I made sure they were kind of on side before I tried it.
Yeah.
So I was very nervous about trying
that it. That is certainly not an opening joke.
No.
Yeah.
No, because they're like, oh, we don't like you.
Yeah, like...
They're not going to listen to the rest of your shit, are they?
It's a true story, though. It is legit.
Not the rape.
That's a true story.
Yeah. I think if it is a true story, like, and I fucking watch trans porn, like, if it's true, it's fucking true.
Well, it's authentic,
like,
isn't it?
How can they argue with it? It's the truth. Like, what do you want me to say, that I don't?
Yeah, this happened.
This happened. This was a thing. It was fucking... It's up to you whether you want to laugh at it or not, but it's a thing that happened, so...
Yeah,
like... Some of the compliments I get about my set is all that stuff true? Yeah. I'm like, I can't believe you say that in public. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I'm not jerking off pandas. Like, that's not koalas. A true story. People do, though. Koalas are different, mate. Like, but, yeah, obviously, the bit about Tanya's strap-on is 100% true. Like, she hasn't fucked me with it yet, but... We haven't fucked anyone with it yet.
Getting there.
If
you need someone to fill in, you know.
Someone to fill up.
Yeah.
Ethan on all fours.
Yeah. I'll get on all fours.
I'm doing diaper change.
You said you don't like the idea of your missus, like, getting fucked by someone else, but how about her fucking someone else?
Yeah. You're still trying to get a fucking, like... A fucking seat at the table, mate.
Yeah, I know.
It's not happening.
I'll work you down slowly, don't worry. Yeah. I'll get there eventually.
Oh, man.
Maybe just watch or something to start with.
Yeah. No, he won't even let me watch. I've already asked.
No,
he's a prude. Damn. He doesn't even fucking have the door open when he shits.
Yeah, no, I lock the door. Whereas you don't, and I always walk in on you, filming you while you're shitting.
You every take Australia the butter day. Knife and unlock the fucking door.
Did I?
Yeah.
Nah, last time I was like, don't lock that door. Every Australia Day, he has one of those fucking big fucking MDMA shits. And I just got to bust in there. What are you doing, Ethan? And just Ethan. Meh. Just having a shit. One day I'm going to walk in there.
He just wants to see my dick. Well, yeah, I see my dick now.
Yeah,
but
I've
anyway.
Seen his dick. Show Mark your dick.
No, I'm just going to get my dick out right now.
I don't need to see it. That's fine.
It's not even fluffed up. It's a grower, not a shower.
Where the fuck shaz?
It's winter.
Plus, I haven't fucking shaved my pubes. I've got the winter bush going. It's fucked. It's like, you know it's bad when your pubes are getting half length of your dick.
You know you're in a relationship when you're fucking letting that shit go, for yeah. sure.
It's a deterrent method. It's like, yeah. get away. It just
I wish my
work.
Pubes were only half.
It's just like, I don't really
give
a shit.
Nah, so. She just wades through the jungle and just yeah. gets to it.
She's like, I know what we're here for.
Yeah. Fucking. It's in there somewhere, waiting until I find it. Yeah.
So I guess I'll do my jokes now.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. And we were talking. And we'll cut you off yeah, halfway through. Perfect. Yeah, sounds good.
So actually, Eddie brought it up. She went to a roast last Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah, so they're actually thinking about doing a roasting in Newcastle. So I wrote two roast jokes. No one in particular. Ethan. I wrote them for Ethan. So the first one is, if I had a dollar for every bomb I've had to watch from this cunt, I'd save it up and give it to him in the hope I could bribe him into quitting, which I thought was pretty good.
Are you doing your roast jokes of me now on the podcast?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're an idiot. Why wouldn't you save them for the roast?
And the next one is, this guy is a walking sketch artist rendition of a sexual predator.
Again, just keep them coming because you're just yeah. burning them now.
No. I didn't actually write them for Ethan. I just wrote them.
Right.
That was my stuff for this week. I thought...
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah. I was fucking surprised with myself, to be honest. Someone's going to fucking steal them now, and I'm going to be fucking
No
pissed.
One's listening to this. What are you talking about? No one's going to steal that. You think Bradley down in Melbourne and his digger's going to fucking... Oh, I'm going to start
comedy. That
would
be funny. Bradley starts comedy, and he just does both of our sets. He releases a 20-minute CD 12 months from now. This is where he's been this whole time. He stopped playing video games and started stealing our jokes. Bradley's our only fan that listens to this. He's probably,
oh, really?
When he's listening to this right now, he's probably in an excavator going, yeah, cunts.
Do you know Bradley?
Yeah.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
He's not a legitimate mates. Fan yet.
No, he is.
He is.
He's legit. He's watched every episode.
Yeah.
He's our only fan.
As yeah. in, you knew him before this?
Yeah. We put him onto our own podcast,
okay.
of course. But yeah.
I don't think that's legitimate. But if he enjoys it, then that's legitimate.
Yeah.
Well, it's all right. I've got business cards. I'm going to start handing them out at shows. Receive some hate mail soon.
You've got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
Oi, is the microphone with the cross out thing our legit logo?
No. It's just an image that I stole. I don't bother making a logo.
Well, because if we make a logo, we just start fucking slapping them on the back of doors of toilets with, I don't know.
What are you, 12?
Tyler's phone number on it.
This is an escape brand, you fucking idiot. It's
yes,
a podcast.
That's how we get it out, because people are like,
no, we're
what
getting
is that?
It out through
pretty
Cream
sure you
Fiend.
Got, pretty sure you got the internet these days. I mean, it's
no,
probably
no, no.
a good
well,
avenue as
what
well.
What I wanted to do is everyone's always on their phone when they're taking a shit, aren't they?
Most of the time.
I guess
yeah,
so, yeah.
100%. So we do the brand and then a fucking one of those little IR code things.
A QR code.
That's what we're after. Do a QR code to the website. And they'll be like,
we've already got one of
fuck
those.
Fuck it. I'll try it out. Because they're right there. They're the phone. Just take a photo. Bang. Opens up our website. They're like, oh, podcast. At the very least,
yeah,
one dude's going to go there for gay sex.
I'm going to leave him in charge of this project because it'll never happen.
You're just pissed off you didn't think of it. It's
I've
a
already
fucking
got a
good
QR
idea.
Code for the cards that you can scan, and when we can be bothered, we're going to do a highlight video, and it's going to go straight to that.
Yeah.
From the business card that we
yeah.
can hand out at
and we can put it on
for people
a
who
sticker.
Like comedy.
That's
on the back of toilet doors.
He's
also,
very committed to putting a sticker on the shitter door.
I mean, you could do both. I mean,
no, yeah. one or the other. This is how the Jew man works. He's like, no, fuck you. I came up with an idea first, and you can go fuck yourself.
You know what? I think I'm on board, because this podcast is shit.
Yeah.
Literal shit, and it belongs in the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm True. With you. I follow
yeah.
you.
True.
Picking up what you're putting down.
I'm just going to start
slapping. Why don't we make this competition? Let's do a week of each and
well,
fucking see what
I'm gonna,
see
I'm gonna
comes
go
up
around,
with the goods.
I'm yeah. going to go around mine sites, putting on people's fucking bumpers. Like... Just like straight up invading their property.
You're going to get right. fired once they find out what you're saying on the internet, man.
Like, who did this? Mitchell Coyne.
Fat guy over there with the big loads, apparently. Going around putting stickers on everyone's bumpers.
Yeah.
One dude's like, this is so sticky. What is this shit? Well, that's my jokes.
All right, I'll leave you in charge of getting the stickers printed, and we'll see what happens.
Well, you're the sticker man.
Go fuck yourself.
You used to make... That was why you quit your last job, because they wouldn't let you make stickers.
I'm not getting into why I quit my last job on the podcast. It's because my boss was a fuckwit.
Yeah, who wouldn't let you print stickers.
No, he let me print stickers.
Just not all the time.
He was just a fuckwit.
Yeah, all right.
And, yeah. The way I got fired was he didn't tell me I was fired. He actually sent my brother home with my toolbox.
That's so passive aggressive.
I know. He was the king of it. He'd never tell you what's up.
That dude's a faggot.
See, that's how that word should be used. That's where it's appropriate. Yeah. There's nothing to do with dicks. He's just a faggot for doing that. Yeah.
That's a faggy move, bro. Oh, wow. All right, awkward pause.
Yeah,
all
right, fuck it.
Any more jokes?
Yeah, nah. Do you want to do the fucking fap of the week?
Yeah, all right, fap of the week. Yep. You know how this one works, Mark?
I've heard... The vague description.
All right. Well, we will describe it in case there's anyone here who's not listening or is listening for the first time
listeners. Yep.
Yeah. So essentially, you look back on the week that's been and you remember what the best wank of the week was or the best fap and what you watched.
Why don't we call it wank of the week?
Because we're already committed to Fap of the Week. We're 5 episodes in. It's way too late to be changing the name.
It's got good alliteration. Wank of the Week.
What? Yeah.
Everyone knows
what
a wank is.
You're not going to get much out of me for this, though.
Alliteration. Yeah, that's five syllables, cunt. What the fuck? Don't be using those big words around me.
I don't know what they mean.
Spell it. Yeah, that's right, motherfucker. If you can't spell it, don't say it.
I know how to spell it, but I'm not going to.
Maybe we should make that the name of the podcast.
Fucking hell. Now, hang on while I just spell this word off. That'll be really good. That'll fucking fill up some air.
Yeah.
Fill up the next 15 minutes.
No, don't worry. I was going to Mitch Dozer straight over the top here.
As soon as I started spelling it out.
Yeah. Good on you. Shut up, cunt. Nobody cares.
So what if I haven't wanked this week, though?
What have you been doing?
Yeah.
What have you been saving up? What are you doing with your life?
You're saving up loads all week?
He's 35. He's fucking old.
Yeah, true. I don't have the sex drive of like a 27-year-old.
Yeah. 35 is like...
You're drying up, man. You're drying up.
That's a peak for women, I'm pretty sure. It's like 35.
Really?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to 10 years later years. It's going to be great.
I don't think it is, but...
I think it is.
I'm not really an expert on this shit, though.
Pull that shit up.
Sexual peak for women.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's in their 30s.
Nah, it's different. It's got to depend on, like, their situation. Like, were they touched as a child? Because that's going to peak early. You've seen them once.
Their first orgasm was at 10 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the best.
That really gets the cogs turning early.
Wow. Is that the worst thing that's been said today?
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's like a fat chick, it's like later on because they don't have the self-confidence to get it out. And then they've got to go and search for somewhere.
So you added fat shaming in there. Like,
yeah, on top of it. Fuck yeah. Why not?
Well, you'd already fat shamed me earlier when we were talking about the running thing. You did too, assuming that I couldn't win in a foot race.
But I also gave you credit saying you might be one of those sort of enigmas.
Yeah.
Just dominates running. And you are, apparently.
Yeah, I've only run twice in the last 12 months, so...
He's fully committed to it.
Which is more than what he has.
I reckon he'd be like that Bert Kreischer thing, how he just ran a marathon off the bat just because he fucking could.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he'll come back with like blown out ankles and knees and be like, oh, I still won.
Yeah, I beat him. Beat
Blood coming out of my ear.
Should only be run when you're being chased anyway, like, it's the only time to run.
I pretend I'm chasing someone.
Ah.
But don't worry, I make sure I know their gender, so it's okay.
All right, so I haven't masturbated this week.
Yeah, okay.
I have looked at porn, though, so I'm assuming that's what you're
Yeah, well, that's really what we're after.
The content.
Yeah,
right. Have you heard of Chatterbait?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, this three guys just nodding in unison right now.
My shit, bro.
Yeah.
Of course.
Fucking oath.
Yeah, we're four men in a small room.
And we're all just like, yeah.
How can we make this gayer?
All right, well, so you guys have looked at it this week as well?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I had to look up some this morning, so I had some content for this podcast.
What was one of the names?
It was just like this bisexual orgy that I was watching. It was, bit of strap-on action. There was a bit of man-on-man action, a bit of female-on-female action, a bit of female-on-male. You know, it had everything. It really ticked all the boxes for me. I was like, you know what?
It was a real fruit salad.
just mashed in there. Just...
yeah.
January would like that one. I feel like I'm killing this episode.
Yeah.
I'm really making up for last week.
You're beating Ethan.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mark. You cunt. I'm glad I dragged you all the way out here.
He's like, you're not coming back.
Yeah. No, he's coming back. This is my house, dude. Motherfucker.
This is your last guess.
Pick me up, too.
That's about time Mitch had one. It's a fucking six podcast to none. Well, to one now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, our peak was when you shit itself, but we might have found a new peak.
Yeah. I definitely fucking took the reins with that one.
Fuck, I hope it's recording right now. Oh, man.
What? Oh, this podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Definitely.
We're good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll just do another hour.
Yeah, sure.
Fucking why not?
I'll be all jerked out by that time.
Yeah.
I mean, talked.
Speaking of which, what was your fap of the week, fat man?
Well, my fap of the week wasn't technically a fap. I got the missus to come upstairs, and I'm taking this medication, which makes it hard to come. So you got to get some outside sources sometimes. So to make it easy on her, you know, she's a busy lady. She doesn't want to be up there all day. So yeah,
she's got washing and shit to do. Ain't
yeah, she's got washing and shit to do. That's what women do, don't they? Cook me a sandwich.
Who cooks a sandwich?
She does a toasted sandwich. Toasty, you fuckhead. Have you ever heard of a toasty? No.
Anyway.
It does sound wrong, though. Cook a sandwich.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, back to the story.
Yeah, so it was basically... I got started off with the girl licking the earpieces. Hot chick.
Can we just do
on
it
Twitch,
instead
like,
on the microphone?
No, we can't. Yeah.
You got to have headphones on.
Yeah.
It's a whole experience.
It's an experience because she's got left and right. So
it's like ASMR. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's like audio sensory meridian response, and it's basically like your headphones are on, and it's like this really sensitive mic that picks up all the mouth noises.
Ah, right.
And it's like it feels like someone's fucking tonguing you in the ear. It's fucked.
That sounds disgusting.
I hate it. It's like ugh, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. But some basement nerds are sitting there like jacking it to it. Like
I haven't got a basement cunt. All right, I can't go under my house. It's too dusty. Yeah, but yeah, so I'm watching that, and there's one bit where she like whispers, put my butt up in the air like this. And I'm like, all right, guys, I'm going to head off. I'm going to go read a book.
All right. Is that where you went?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Went and fucking got upstairs, got myself all hot and bothered, and called Tanya up. I send her the winky faces just over Messenger. But she had headphones on. I could hear her phone going off, but she couldn't because she had the noise-canceling headphones off. So you just hear ding, 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 and me sending the messages. And Tanya's just like, ah, fuck, I got to go give me husband head. I'll be right back, boys.
Right.
Come up and suck me off, and I fucking blew a big one.
Right. Oh, and that's a callback to when she came back afterwards and burped and went, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, come burps.
Yeah. Cool. Oh, that'll about do it then. Yeah,
that fucking flew by.
Flew by, huh?
Yeah, Mark.
What a treat.
Thanks for coming out, mate.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Sorry you didn't get many words in, but he's hard to fucking talk over.
What is it? The Mitch Dozer?
Mitch Dozer, yeah. He carries the podcast, really. He just keeps the conversation rolling.
Just steamrolls it.
Yeah. My ADD. Hey, did you see I showed you my guitar earlier, though, didn't I?
Yeah, $600, right?
Yeah, 600.
We fucking heard all about it.
Yeah. $600. All right, that's the podcast.
That's how to not comedy. Love you, bye.